6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. When Small Ed strolled into that mansion, she called it Filth Manor. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Ugh, Filth Manor. New show coming to TLC.
Ugh, filthy Small Ed. Everyone hates him.
I know. Good for him. Good for him for showing up. I'm not going to be an ed apologist or take his side or anything, but a lot of people didn't show up this tell-all. I can count two on my hand already. Three, actually, who didn't show up. So good for him.
Who's the third one?
Nicole Mahmood. Mm-hmm. Oh, four. I'm really bad at math, guys. Nicole Mahmood. Mm-hmm. Angela and Michael didn't show up to this pre-party.
Well, not yet.
So.
Not yet.
Good for Small Perv, at least, for being like, I know everyone hates me and I'm going to get shit, but I'm going.
Because Small Perv, big ego.
That's
he
so
rolls
true.
In and I almost feel like he loves that people hate him.
I know. He thinks it's cool, which it's such an immature mindset to be like, yeah, you know, not everyone's going to like you. It's like, I know, but you could try. Like, yeah. You could try to be liked and friendly.
I mean, let's call it, if you listen to him, he's all about me, 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 me. He just talks about himself.
100%.
So
he has a tattoo of himself on himself.
Yeah, so I don't think he cares that he's disliked. I don't think he fully understands that people truly don't like him.
That's true, too. I don't think he could comprehend that people don't like him. People, whatever, we're in a fight.
People are jealous of me for whatever reason.
People are jealous of my fame. No, people literally despise you, sir.
Sir, I wouldn't even go that far.
I wouldn't go, yeah. Anyway, woo, what a tell-all, Teresa.
Guys, I love it so much. I just want to put it out there. This is already my favorite tell-all.
No limits! And there was.
Literally no limits.
TLC has officially learned how to do a tell-all. They were tinkering around, trying some things, live studio audience. They finally figured it out.
Bringing in other cast members, like, I love Kenny. I like Tim, but...
Yeah, we don't need a peanut gallery. That's what we are.
Exactly.
What we need is a party house and a lot of alcohol.
I did love already when they were at the same hotel and had a party.
True.
This is a different level. It shouldn't be. This shouldn't be called No Limits, but this should be called Another Level. Yet Another Level.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with this idea, but. Give them a raise. Although it's not an original idea. It is what MAFS does.
It's like a Big Brother type of thing.
MAFS does the retreat. Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Someone has a birthday. They do a retreat.
Listen, put together wild people and alcohol, something's going to go down.
Yeah. So I can't believe this is going to be five parts because what do we do to deserve this? Christmas in July.
Literally.
Soon to be August, but so far Christmas in July, this is...
I can't wait. I was trying to Google what's coming next and some people are speculating
it's
that
it's like 3 months away. We're going to have this tell-all until 2028. The Olympics are going to be over. They're going to be over in LA and then we're going to have a new season. Who knows what's coming?
Yeah, someone was speculating that it might be...
It's got to be an OG.
Maybe.
We have Other Way going on Monday nights.
That's right.
We just wrapped up we're wrapping up HEA.
Before?
I feel like we just had it before.
Probably.
It could be, although it's got to be a 2-hour show. I was going to say it could be the Last Resort that there's been talk about.
That's not, that cannot replace this.
Maybe there wasn't a B90 recently. Maybe I'm thinking of Happily OG The Other Way.
Well, B90 was Statler.
Right.
The last one.
That seems like a while ago. Single Life, that's only an hour.
We'll see.
I'm going to patiently wait because we have this tell-all.
Oh, I want to enjoy this tell-all.
I want to marinate in this tell-all and couldn't be happier to have five parts of it. Well, I say that now. Wait for me next week. When I'm like, what is there left to say? Three more of these? What is there left to say?
I mean, this is already great. This is part one. And Michael in the Flash.
Michael, you exist.
Guys.
Michael in the Flash, Liz's new boyfriend in the Flash. Small Ed's going to show his flesh on one of these upcoming parts.
Yikes.
So we'll get there. Before we do, real quick, a little business. I mentioned 90 Day the Other Way. We're talking about it over on Patreon and Supercast. Having a blast. There are some characters on that season. We are loving talking about it. We're loving watching it. We love talking about it with you guys because you're all up in the chat on the Patreon sharing your thoughts. So if you want to hear us talk about The Other Way, you can join us on Supercast or Patreon at the Cousins Club level. That's patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. You get The Other Way. You get ad-free episodes of this episode, none of this business. We throw bonuses out once in a while. If you want video of the podcast, it's on the Family Affair level. It's a good time, so check it out.
Yes.
Also, join us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. You can message us there. Sometimes Teresa throws up a poll to see how excited people are.
Yeah, I should do more often.
For the episodes. And turns out people are excited.
Oh, rightfully so.
Rightfully so. So make sure you're following along on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Also, give us a follow wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as this freaking towel.
Now leave it!
I could not pick anything else because this whole thing was just hot.
I agree with you there. So, all right, smash like it's as hot as this part one of the towel. And also, if you haven't left a review, please do. It's the last thing we ask. We love a little love. And if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. Now, before we get into part one of this tell-all, and there's a lot to talk about, as always, the 90-day world is bubbling outside of the shows that are going on at the moment. What do you say we do a little 90-day by the way?
Sure. Give credit where credit belongs.
Well, I've been a busy beaver. Okay, I've been a busy beaver, and I said, Teresa, see what you can scrounge up over there for some by the ways. And she
I did.
She delivered. But I'll pretend like I found them. And I'll
Well, you summed them up.
I went deeper. You gave me deeper. High level, I went deep.
Yes.
Okay. You gave me the tip.
Teamwork.
Like if we were a news organization, you called in with a tip and then I went deep on it.
Yes.
All right. By the way, number one, Larissa has tied the knotty, as she would say. Oh, I tied the knotty. I'm proud to say I completely forgot about Larissa. And then she went and got married again, and now she's back in the news.
I have not forgotten her. I don't know.
Really? You subscribing to her OnlyFans?
Not her OnlyFans, but I...
Because you're her only fan. Hello, folks.
I see what she's up to. I was kind of following her transition closely, but now she...
What does that mean?
Well, she did a lot of work. A lot.
You got that right.
A lot. I was kind of curious to see what's going to happen when she's done.
Yeah. Where does the evolution stop?
So because of that, now she keeps popping up.
She's in your algorithm.
Yep.
Got it. Well, all right. She got married, allegedly. I think she's kind of confirmed it on social media. I haven't seen the marriage certificate, so I'm not going to go so far as to say.
It seemed like a little chapel wedding sneakers and jeans.
I know.
And like very different from Colty.
Very different. So she posted on Instagram. It looks like it happened this weekend. She posted, "We never know what surprises await us in Las Vegas. After 6 years, I never thought I would find true love. Thank you, my friends, for being part of this journey." And she posted some photos. As you said, she's wearing sneakers and jeans, and he's wearing a jean vest.
Yeah.
Quite the affair. And this comes 2 weeks after they tattooed each other's names.
I was just going to say.
Which is a very Vegas thing to do. Another very Vegas thing to do.
Also a very permanent thing to do, I would say.
There's ways to remove tattoos these
days.
Well,
it's easier to remove a ring.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. I believe this man's name is Zach because she tattooed Zachy in classic Larissa fashion. But nobody knows much about Zachy other than they are seemingly married.
Yes.
But they look happy in their jeans and sneakers, and that's what matters.
That's what matters. I was always curious, how come she stayed here for so long? But I feel like Cold must have filed for her paperwork.
I think
there's
so.
There's no way she would have been here.
I think so. It's
been a while.
She got tangled up in the law and she was in and out of court.
Yeah.
Maybe Eric-y helped her some
maybe.
Way.
Maybe.
Either way, she's got a new man now and I guess they're married. So congrats to the newlyweds.
Congrats.
All right. That's by the way, number one. By the way, number two, Teresa.
It's relevant.
We got one happy couple. All right. Zachy and Larissa. And one not so happy couple, Michael, of Michael and Angela. He's breaking his silence. All right, he's doing a little tell-all before the tell-all.
I mean, finally, he's breaking his silence on what went down.
Yeah, he broke free from Angela. Now he's breaking his silence. He sat down with Entertainment Tonight to share his side of the story, and he hit on a lot of the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get too deep into the details, but he didn't say where he ran away to, but he said he suffered. Okay.
Yes. He said that he didn't use the word abused, but he described.
He said he was
being
scared.
Abused.
He was scared, right? And he says he left Angela's house because he was sad and he felt like an unwanted guest and he wasn't treated like a husband. So he ran. Every day they would fight and argue. And he said it's a lot. So he got to a point where he just couldn't take it anymore and he took off, which is understandable.
Yeah, we all know about the taking off, but we didn't know. We only knew Angela's side. He never really said anything.
True, right. Which I would say that's the best way to move forward is not to open your mouth about these things. But he decided to sit down with a news outlet and do it.
He did. Well, he also made sure we know that he misses the grandkids.
Oh, yeah. Misses
and
the grandkids.
He's still there for them.
Yeah. He does address the green card situation, people thinking he's a user. And he says, like, I didn't use her. If I had been using her, I would have been long gone as soon as I got here. He did say, which kind of makes me a little suspicious. He goes, it's not all about the green card. I just want to have a good family and make money. And the money part. Mentioning the money part means there's another incentive outside of the family, outside of Angela. It's like, oh, you came here for opportunity, for money, not so much Angela.
Yeah, but remember, he couldn't work in Nigeria because Angela wanted him to be on the phone with her.
Right.
So maybe he just wants to have his own life.
Have his own life and sleep on the couch because he confirmed there was zero sex. They never have sex. She sleeps in the room. He sleeps on the couch. That's how they've been living.
Yes. Well, interesting was that Michael's idea of, okay, what do you want to do in the future? He wants to cash out on his popularity. Meaning he's open to any chances to be on TV. So I can see him on The Single Life. I can see him on any other spin-offs because I think that's how he mostly wants to be making money.
I could see him on The Single Life, and I could see Angela in the bushes spying on those dates.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, interesting interview, to say the least. If you want to check it out yourself, see the whole thing, just search Michael 90 Day Fiancé Entertainment Tonight, and you'll get the whole thing.
Yes.
All right. That is 90 Day, by the way. Let's stop procrastinating. Let's just get to it. The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after,
question mark,
season 8, episode 20. This is the tell-all part one, folks.
Tell-all part one. A very different start than what we're used to. We are arriving, but we're not arriving to the studio in New York. We are arriving to this massive villa in New Jersey.
The Dirty Jersey is about to get even dirtier. Filth.
Yes.
Filth Manor, as Teresa says.
It's nice and cold outside.
Is that, did someone mention that?
I did. It's the winter time.
Got it. Yeah, we're longing for winter days, folks.
Winter time in New Jersey, I miss it.
All right. Anything else you have to say about winter time in New Jersey?
That's it.
All right. They started to arrive one by one like The Bachelor, which is
sort of
ironic because I feel like some of these people will definitely be leaving Bachelors, but they arrived like in a car and got out and saw the mansion.
Yeah, the first couple to arrive is the only happy couple, it seems like. Well, one of the two. They're two happy couples.
Patrick and Thais are first.
Patrick and Thais are our first couple arrive and the first one of the two happy couples.
Yeah. And they get to this house and woo! This house.
Nice house.
This, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is like a Real Housewives of Jersey.
Yes.
Oh, maybe TLC struck a deal with Bravo and they got a deal on it, but this just screams housewife to me.
It's a huge house. And because they got there first,
they got dips
on the best room.
They got to mark their territory.
Mm-hmm. I like Pat. I like Thais too. But Pat is definitely living, what's the saying? With his feet on the ground? That
he's gone.
That he's fully aware of what he's walking into. And he's a little nervous.
Okay,
he's,
understood, yeah.
Yeah.
He's living in a reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have his head in the clouds. Yeah.
He says, if people want to say shit about me, that's fine, sure. But if they want to talk shit about Thais, we will have a problem. I'm a little worried about all these other couples, especially probably the Angelas, the Ed. But
you know,
it is what it is.
You know who was missing from this benda? Who was missing from this benda?
Ooh, John.
John would have loved to kick back a couple with the guys.
Well, yeah, but he's not a couple. He's not a main cast member.
Bring him and Megan in.
No.
Spice things up a little bit.
Megan who? Well, are they even together?
Nah,
who knows?
They can't be. Who Raven, knows? Whatever her name was. Anyways.
Who's Raven?
Who's the daughter? Megan's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. All right. Next into the house. That was like Shark Tank. Next into the house.
It's Gino and Jasmine. And I died laughing because Jasmine's wearing this stupid sash. Miss Latina International. And she says, I won and I wear it proudly.
I literally thought, stupid me. Like, oh, just the way the timing must have worked out. They probably flew from Miami to Newark from the patch. And she's still wearing it. Jasmine's just like, nah, like this was months ago. I like wearing it. And Thais goes, oh, yeah, I've been a miss. And I have a feeling that pageant wasn't held at a Motel 6. I have a feeling the pageant Thais was in was a legitimate pageant.
Yeah, Patrick calls it. He says, yeah, Jasmine wears it like it's a participation trophy.
Like a little league.
Yeah, I got when I was a kid. I was like, exactly. It's one of the many, many sashes that they gave away. Yeah. And Jasmine wears it proudly.
She paid $2,000 for it.
Yes.
So then it's time for Jasmine to pick a room. And when I say Jasmine, I mean Jasmine, because it's not a Jasmine and Gino room.
Mm-hmm. Jasmine is upset that Thais and Patrick pick the first room because she says, you're a happy couple. We're unhappy. We should have the better room. We should pick whatever we wanted. But come on, Jasmine.
Yeah. So they're not sleeping together. Mm-mm. Gino and Jasmine. That hasn't improved any bit.
Well, Gino can sleep in the bed with her if he bangs her.
Mm-hmm.
And he refuses to bang her. And we'll learn more.
All right. Next up, Kobe and Kamali arrive.
That's the second happy couple.
Kobe and Emily, yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley and Manuel arrive basically at the same time.
Yeah. Manuel and Emily are comparing bellies. One is filled with a baby. That. The other one is filled with, I don't know, whatever Manuel does.
I was surprised to see Ashley and Manuel together.
Well, Ashley says, we're good for now. So let's see. But we keep having these explosive fights. So who knows?
It's really frustrating to see them together.
Yeah. I feel like they have one good day and then 10 bad days and then one good day again. And that kind of wipes it out. And it's this vicious circle.
Yeah. I think you're 100% right. So the ladies kind of break off and start massaging Emily's belly. And the guys break off and start polishing some cocktails.
I mean, Emily's 35 weeks pregnant. I Googled it.
Yeah.
Apparently, you give birth at 42 weeks. So she's...
What about 40? I thought it was 40.
42. That's what Google says. AI.
Mm, all right, I'll trust it.
But anyways, it can start as early as 35 weeks. You can potentially be in labor.
I mean, it could start sooner. There's premature.
True. But her belly is big, and she's getting in that point that... It can come.
Yeah, she can pop anytime.
Yeah.
So Gino's drinking with Kobe and Patrick, and Patrick's telling Kobe things are good. We want more kids. If it was up to him, they'd have them sooner than later. And so they're enjoying their relationship. Mm-hmm. Gino tells them, not over here. Married life has not been all roses.
Yes.
Kobe wants to know about the sex life.
Did you see Manuel? Manuel's just there, but he doesn't understand anything.
Which That's true, too.
I feel a little bad.
Yeah, you don't. It would be more like me sitting in check and everyone's having a conversation.
But I translate for you.
Yeah. And also, at some point, I stop feeling bad for Manuel and think, hey, man, you're sitting at home all day. Fire up Duolingo.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for Manuel. I don't like Manuel, but I feel bad for, okay, well, you guys... Everyone knows he doesn't speak English. Hey, whip out your cell phones. Like, make him part of the convo.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. To a point. But Gino responds to Kobe, who's asking about the sex life, and says, there really hasn't been much of it. And Patrick's like, yeah, they're not even sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah. Gino says, I have never had so many fights in my entire life. Yeah. I believe that.
Oh, I completely.
Like what we see on TV is a fracture of what happens behind a closed door.
Yeah. And then he says something interesting. Gino says something interesting because Patrick brings up how, well, in all of my relationships, if a girl wants to bang, my pants are already off, right? If the wind blows in the right direction, my pants are off. Gino says, well, that's how I was in all of my past relationships.
Yikes.
So, now look, I mean, Gino was married before. I was going to say Gino got married this time. So there are things different about this relationship and there's maybe positive differences. But that says a lot that he was just horn dog city in the past and not now. Some guys just have lower libido and they have lower libido in every situation. It seems like Gino does have an issue banging Jasmine.
Yeah, but I can understand that if she tells him things like sex with her ex was so much better and she cheated on him. And then if you belittle someone, it's never good. But if you get belittled by your wife, who is way younger than you and is way hotter, then it's way out of your league. Let's just put it out there, right?
Yeah.
Then you don't want to. Like, I can see how his penis is just like... I don't think I can go there. Yeah. And I don't even have a penis to compare, but I just can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. I'm not putting the blame on any one party in this. There's a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So then Liz rolls in. She's solo. Okay. No small perv.
Good.
It's been 6 months since she's seen Small Perv.
And you can tell because she looks better. She looks healthier. Just even the way she looks at, like, there is something in her eyes that just screams, I'm better.
Yes, but she's still holding a grudge. And she says she would throw a shoe at him, right, the minute he walks in. She's not completely over it.
And you know why? Because of the way he ended things. Imagine someone doesn't even tell you, you're not getting mad. It's your official calls you and says, I'm sorry, your wedding was canceled.
Yeah.
Like, I felt, listen, yeah, Liz was a moron for being with Ed to begin with, but I almost feel like it got to the point that it was that Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome that she was just, she didn't know how to get out. So she was just there loving him and he just used her to wipe his floor with.
Yeah. No, you're right.
She was nobody towards the end and she was so devastated. She looked bad. I'm sure she felt bad. And I think thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to see this perf again. I'm sure it brings certain feelings.
No, you're right. And I think a big part of that is the fact that she didn't really get closure.
Zero closure because Small Perv just decided that he's going to call off the wedding because of some sort of a taco pasta. And that was it.
I forgot about the taco pasta. Speaking of Small Perv, right then he strolls up looking like he just woke up.
Yes.
Goes in.
And he hugs Lily saying, friends? It's like, shut up, Smola. Just be polite, but don't do this.
Yeah, he starts crying, which I don't know where those tears are coming from. I don't believe that he feels bad for her. I think maybe he's thinking about the good times they once had once a long time ago and he's getting nostalgic maybe, but I don't think for a second he can feel for anyone but himself. No.
He's trying to hug people and some people hug him back. Jasmine, I don't like hugging.
Fist bump.
I'm with her. I turned into a little hugger ever since we started. Well, I love hugging you.
Uh-huh.
I like hugging your parents my parents.
Oh, yeah.
When it gets like past that, I'm getting a little more like, I don't need to hug everyone. I think we can shake hands and be okay.
Okay. I would actually go and argue the point that shaking hands is almost nastier.
Oh, think about a sweaty, COVID, true.
Think about a sweaty palm from a stranger. Versus just clothing to clothing hug.
True.
Right?
Yeah. I haven't seen one of my coworkers who's my friend in a while. And we tried to hug. It was so awkward. We almost kissed. Because we each
yikes.
Went,
now each, you tell me. Guy or girl?
Girl.
All right. Tell me more.
You know, she's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So because we both went without heads to the same side.
Gross.
And I'm like, that's why I don't really hug people because I know how to hug you.
Yeah. Everyone's
that was
different.
So, I like died laughing because I was like, this was so inappropriate if someone was watching us.
Understood. It's like trying to do a handshake with a guy from high school that you haven't seen in 10 years. It's like, oh, we're doing that now? We're doing the snap afterwards? All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can see Jasmine's point. Listen, there are people I love to hug. There are some people that you like to keep it more private. And let's shake hands. And this is the Czech way, you guys. Czechs love to shake hands.
Okay.
We shake hands for birthdays. You learned that.
You shake the birthday boy or girl's hand and tell them something nice.
That's how we do it. And you're shaking the whole time.
Well, here's the thing. Small Perv was trying to give everyone hugs and then gets rejected. And then goes over to take a shot and is like choking on the shot and goes, I've been sick for like 8 days. And it's like, why are you just trying to hug everyone then? I know he says like, oh, it's allergies, but come on, man.
Yeah.
You look like shit. Now you're coughing. Meanwhile, a minute ago, you're trying to infect everyone.
He's just trying to say that, oh, I know how to take shots, but I've been a little sick.
He does not.
No, he does not. He just keeps talking about himself. And Liz calls him out. She's like, yeah, you just come here and you're just like, me, 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 me. And Small is like, you know, Liz, like, I do miss you. And he gets emotional again.
He's crying again. And he says he's sorry. But then he goes, we have so much love for each other. But we have so much hate for each other too.
Just leave. Just roll away.
Oh my gosh. Like, really? You let those words escape your mouth? We have so much hate for each other too?
I think everyone's giving him some grace because it's literally night one, hour one.
True.
But I think it's going to get ugly between Small Ed and some other cast members.
Jasmine had some opinions on those tears, and she wasn't buying them. She thought Small Ed's tears might be crocodile. Crocodile tears. She does struggle with that word. Didn't she struggle with crocodile two seasons ago?
She did.
The day before the toothbrush incident?
How do you say crocodile in Spanish?
Sure.
Because in Czech, crocodile is crocodile. It's almost the same.
You vamp for a little bit, and I'm going to look
it
up. Yeah,
so for me, it's not hard to say crocodile because it's like potato, potato. Crocodile, crocodile. Alligator, alligator.
Cocodrilo.
Maybe that's why. Because it says...
Cocodrilo.
Instead of croco, it says coco.
Yeah, so she just inverts the corco.
I can understand when words are close but different. I do butcher those too.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Sometimes.
Okay, so whatever, Liz, Small Ed, Patrick thinks maybe Small Perv's just trying to get laid while he's here.
Yeah, be laid by who? Maybe people lay on him accidentally when drunk.
Did you hear, though, Liz, like, let a baby slip out? She's like, all right, let's go, baby. And she's like, oh, I can't believe I said baby.
I didn't.
Yeah, which is just whatever. You're kind of just slipping back into your habits. But that definitely slipped out. A little Freudian slipperoo.
I mean, calling Small Ed baby, I was trying to find the right words.
All right. Then Lauren and Alexi roll in, followed by Rob and Sophie. But Rob and Sophie did like a perfect match entrance. You know how after the boardroom, sometimes they do a little, they have a little fun and they're like, let's just one of us go in. And
Sophie's nervous to go in.
I don't buy it. I think they're trying to do a perfect match entrance.
I think she maybe needs a minute. I know she knows she's probably going to get some shit.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I don't know that she'll get shit. As much as she'll get, like, why are you guys together? Just break up.
Well, here's the thing. They're not together. Rob says, or Sophie says, we started hanging out again. We don't really have a label on it. We're not having sexy time, but we're hanging out. We're trying again.
Yeah. This is just one of those couples that you tried, and now it's time to say goodbye.
Well, I saw some spoilers that they are back together, which makes it seem like The Last Resort did work because they're allegedly going to be on it.
Yeah.
So who knows?
The story here is that Rob rejected Sophie once and then she's rejected him ever since. So like they both tried to make it work, but they're rejecting each other. It's like, this is so toxic. Just end it. How do you really want to do this for the next 1, 2, 10 years of your life? Just move on.
Yeah.
You tried. That's it.
You tried.
So then they all sit down. They circle up. They're talking about Angela and trying to get like tips on how to deal with her. And Small Perv is the one with the most experience and just says like, don't provoke her. Like a crocodilo. Like don't provoke if you see it. You know, just walk away. Run away in zigzags if you see her. And they're like, well, all right, well, where is she? Who knows? Is she coming? And a producer comes in and says, Angela and Michael will not be coming tonight.
Not tonight, but don't you worry, you guys.
Yeah.
The previews.
Emily thinks Angela wants to keep Michael away from everyone so he can't contradict her story. And that's why he went straight to Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got some stories to tell.
But this is night one.
Yes, this is night one. The next day is the tell-all. I think before we get to the tell-all, let's do a quick...
Outfits the segment.
Well, I want to do a quick commercial break.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
Someone is very excited to do Outfits the Segment. Someone's waited 20 episodes for Outfits the Segment. But you're going to have to wait a couple minutes longer. I think we'll take a quick break, talk about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, the segment everyone's been waiting for.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back in a second.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are things?
Things are great. Are you ready for the one and only, the segment that only comes around once in a while? Outfit the segment.
All right, we can start with outfits the segment. There was a little preamble before everyone got into their outfits, but I'm happy to skip it or to go back to it.
Listen, I've been waiting for this.
I know.
For a while.
I know.
I want to open it up with outfits the segment.
All right, let's do it then. I feel like I should have, I took the wind out of your sails. I'm sorry.
You did.
You tried to build it up. Let's back it up 5 seconds. Let's reset. Okay. We've waited all season for this.
All season plus the first night at the villa for this.
Plus the first night at Filth Manor. But now we can officially kick it off, folks.
The segment.
Enough is the segment. All right.
Can't wait any longer.
Here we go.
All right.
I'm just going to let you do your thing. This is where you shine, Teresa. And I'll just come in. I'll sprinkle some color on it. And we'll take it from there.
All right, guys. Let's start with the above mentioned Angela and Michael. Has Angela joined Circus des Soleils? Because what is she wearing? Purplish, shiny overall, short curly hair. A crown, of course. Like, what is happening?
Well, the crown, I feel like she's Queen Bee, which is Queen Bitch. But, yeah, don't try to class it up, Angela. We still see you. You're not fooling anyone.
I mean, it's better than when she showed her boobs and the boob was out.
So we'll agree to disagree.
A little more coverage for this one. But, wow.
It was
shiny.
It was a statement.
She definitely rolled in as like, all right, the bitch is here, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, classic Michael. He's rocking his traditional shirt. We've seen it before.
Classic.
Just staying true to himself.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah. Next, let's go to Gina and Jasmine.
All right.
Okay. Here goes the magician and Barbie.
I was going to say, contractually, there always needs to be one out-of-work magician, pretell-all. And Gino is it, this tell-all.
Yeah, well, there are two magicians, but we'll get there.
Oh, wow.
Gino is the magician number one. And Jasmine looks like, okay, this was the other pageant dress she didn't get to wear, so she brought it in. And I was surprised she didn't put on the sash.
Oh, yeah, she should have wore the sash.
She should have.
I thought she was giving Larissa a little bit and a little like, Tin Man meets evil Disney princess.
Oh, totally. She did look like a Disney princess. It was like, it was too much.
What are you
wearing?
It was a little much.
But again, with Gino, with his red sateen tux jacket and a fedora and like a black button down, I was just waiting for him to take the fedora down and whip out some, like take out some rabbits out of it.
Yeah. Just a never ending scarf coming out of his jacket sleeve.
Rabbits.
Or that
rabbits.
Too. Yeah, sure. All right, where to next?
Next, we'll go to Rob and Sophie because Rob is the magician number two.
Oh, I thought Rob looked like he valets golf carts at a country club.
He could do it during the day, but at night, he also pulls rabbits out of the hat.
All right, fair enough. At least I think he's employed, though. Like, he's still getting booked at local bar mitzvahs. Gino's out of work. He's been looking for to do magic at even a restaurant.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Rob's outfit. He's wearing light blue blazer, dark blue vest, white shirt, a salmon cravat. Like, who picked this?
What is a cravat? What?
It's a tie, a cravat.
Sure, if you say so.
Yeah, salmon cravat.
Sure, sounds like an appetizer. I'll do the salmon cravats and, no?
Salmon cravat. You know what I'm saying, right?
Not even an idea.
And Sophie is wearing a red dress. It's okay.
The South is wearing on her is what I'm seeing here. This is like a prairie dress. I feel like she spent too long in the South.
Maybe. It's okay. She could do better.
Sure could.
Especially with her body and everything. Yeah, she could do better.
Where's the bucket hat, you know?
Exactly.
Lead with your best asset.
All right. Next, we'll have Patrick and Thais.
All right.
Thais looks very nice. She's wearing this like slim, minted dress.
Very unoffensive. Way to fly under the radar. You can't say a bad thing about it.
Very nice. And she definitely, I think she worked out a lot to like kind of get her mom body back to before the baby.
Yeah. And here was my note for Patrick. Are guys still wearing khakis?
Apparently.
That's all I could see was khakis. I didn't know people were still doing that.
And some button down, short sleeve button down, not a big fan, with some design on it and wild socks.
I didn't even notice
the socks.
It's
kind of a mixture of, like, you don't hate it, but you're like, okay, Patrick, like, I see what you're doing here. Like,
I think Thais needs to get in his closet and shake it up a little bit because I think she's probably got a decent fashion sense.
Yeah, she does. She looks very nice.
And then she could move him away from the kids' rack to something a little more mature.
Yes.
All right.
Well, next we have Alexi and Lauren.
Sure.
Lauren, she's rocking her new body, but this tight blue dress is like me.
Yeah, I did like the Barbie pink heels. I like an accent color. I like a pop of color. I like a pop
you
of
see,
pink.
See, I didn't even see the heels because the dress was just so meh for me.
Okay.
But Alexi looked really nice. I think sharp. Alexi was the best dressed man.
I agree. Sharp jacket and pants can't go wrong.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was blue suit, black shirt, looking sharp. Lauren should have worn something brighter. Like, I think sometimes people don't understand color theory.
Oh, interesting.
And how it goes with their skin tone and hair and everything. Like,
interesting.
I cannot wear red. Like, red does not look good on me.
I don't think I can either.
I only have one red turtleneck that I only whip out for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I whipped it out for one Halloween when I was being a lobster.
Hmm.
That's about it. I can't wear red because it clashes with my skin tone.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
This is why we love Velvet's the segment, guys, right? I'm not the only one.
And cool. I think someone should have talked to Lauren that was not her color.
All right.
Okay. Next is Manuel and Ashley. What is Manuel wearing?
He's got a lot going on. There's like a velvety green shirt and a necklace and a man bun. It was quite the potpourri.
I said shiny green shirt, brown pants, and a ponytail.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Ashley's wearing this maroon off-shoulder dress. She's kind of pulling it off.
All right.
I don't love maroon, but it looked nice on her.
Unoffensive.
Yeah.
She gets a pass.
Yeah, she gets a pass for sure. Ugh. Small perv and Liz.
Oh boy.
All right. I'll start with Liz because she does look nice. She's wearing this like orange Marilyn Monroe boobs out type of a revenge dress.
Yeah.
I think she was pulling it off. I think she wanted to make a statement that, hey, I'm single or not even single. I'm over small Ed. I'm feeling myself. I've been working on my body. She said she lost weight. She worked out. She's showing it off.
I think she looks good. I don't know what you call the boob hammock dress, but I just don't love that cut.
No, but she has boobs for it. I think it would look worse if I wore it because I have no boobs.
Sure.
So I'm here for it. Let's go for it.
Small perv looks like a pit boss on a riverboat casino.
Yeah, so he was wearing this white shirt and light blue shirt. I mean, suit.
Yeah.
It's not the worst, but it's small perv.
It's small perv.
It's small perv. That's why I'm like, eh.
Yeah. There's no, he can't do right. So
next, we have Emily and Kobe. I'm loving Emily rocking that yellow dress, that belly.
Okay.
That's a nice color. She was pulling it off, showing off that bump.
Show it off.
So I think her and Thais were number one for me.
Okay, I could get behind that.
Yeah. And Kobe's wearing this black button down with these maroon spots, which I didn't fully understand.
I thought he looked sharp, nothing too special.
And black pants. I think he would have looked better if he was just wearing black shirt. Or
okay.
Those maroon, whatever design, looked like
a pattern, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan, but it wasn't bad.
Okay. All right.
And then last but not least,
Our queen,
Sean Robinson, vampire.
He gets younger and younger.
This wasn't my favorite dress, but obviously she's pulling it off. It was a purple off-shoulder dress. She looks nice, but she's worn better dresses because all I can judge are the dresses because she's always pulling it off to a certain level.
Yeah.
She's Sean.
Yeah. All right. And there you have it, folks. Outfits the segment.
Out of breath.
There is. It was worked up. Breaking a sweat over there. She's crushing a Powerade. Look at her go.
Okay. Would you agree on the best dress?
Absolutely.
Who was the worst dressed, man and female?
Okay. See, normally I isolate that. I would say worst dressed female. Let me go quickly through here and take a look. I'm going to go Angela, worst dressed, just because she gets on my nerves. And worst dressed man, it's got to be Gino. I mean, that was offensive.
I think for me, women would be Angela and Jasmine. I did not like this dress Jasmine was wearing because I didn't love Lawrence, but at least Lawrence was a normal dress.
And let me take it back and let me redo this, I think. Gino at least tried, and I'm going to give him points for trying. Worst dressed Patrick. It's just like, what are we doing with khakis and that button down? This is a tell-all, no limits.
I'm going to say worst dressed Gino and Rob. Those two magicians, No.
The outfits, like Rob's outfit wasn't bad, I don't think. It just didn't look good on him.
It was a horrible outfit.
It wasn't him, but
he had to pick his bottles.
Like, yeah.
If it was just a light blue blazer with white shirt, sure.
You may be
right.
It
was a light blue tux with dark blue vest, white shirt, and a salmon cravat.
You may be right, yeah.
It was not good.
All right, well, we could talk about their outfits for another hour, but we got other things to talk about. Everyone to set. And, oh my God, Michael, you're real. In the flesh.
And the flash.
And Angela's like, we're going to find out if he's real or not.
Well, when the cast members kind of arrive and they're waiting for each other in the waiting room before the show, right? When Angela comes in, she just starts cursing Michael off.
Yeah.
It's out of control. The tell hasn't even started yet fully. And it's just wild.
She's at an 11.
Yeah, she's just yelling.
Everyone wanted to hear Michael's side, but she won't allow it.
She's like, shut up. You cheated on me with some goddamn bitch in New Jersey. I hate Delos. I hate this place.
Yeah, apparently Michael's got a whore in Jersey. This is Angela's words, not mine. And that's why they're sleeping in separate rooms in the hotels. And it gets heated, and that's when the producer's like, guys, you need to go to the set.
So this happened before the show actually happened.
Yeah. But they get to set and everyone's there. We do learn that Angela and Michael spent the night in different rooms.
Yes. They're not the only couple.
They're not the only couple. Ashley spills the tea that other couples are not sleeping together.
Like Gino and Jasmine. And Rob and Sophie.
Yeah. I mean, Ashley and Manuel's entire personality as a couple is that they have sex. So she is so quick to be like, guess who's not having sex?
Yeah.
We're having sex. Guess who's not having sex? They must not be as good of a couple as we are.
Yeah.
It's like, I would actually argue, and this is crazy. Our phones might light up after I say this. I think Gino and Jasmine are a more solid couple than Ashley and Manuel.
Oh, I would say No, but I not that one is more solid than the other. I would say they're both very unstable.
There's got to be one. And I think just the longevity of Gino and Jasmine plays to their favor. And I say they're a stronger couple.
Well, I would say based on the news that's been circling, I'm going to go Ashley and Manuel.
All right. Well, you're cheating. Okay. That's cheating. Spoilers. All right. Let's start with Ed and Liz.
Yes.
Liz is back in Santiago.
Ed is still in Kansas.
And Sean's like, oh, Ed, all right, still in Arkansas. So you're living that bachelor life, I take it. It's like, well, I'm back in church. I help usher every Sunday. And I'm not thinking about relationships.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not dating or anything. And Liz is like, you went on a dating app within 1 month of me leaving.
Honestly, that's longer than I would have thought.
True.
I would have thought 2 nights and he's on.
And Ed was like, okay, well, I was on a dating app because there is nothing to do in Arkansas.
That checks out.
So why don't you just say that, Smollett? You're playing this, oh, I'm just single. I go to church. It's like bullshit. You're trying to date.
Yeah.
You broke off your engagement and you tried to date immediately. Come on, just say it.
Yeah. Which, again, if you were really off for a few weeks, I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in his mind, he was already checked out of the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why he did what he did. So,
well,
all right.
They played a clip of Smollett canceling the wedding over taco pasta.
I really forgot about taco pasta and we still need to make it.
Absolutely fucking not.
No, I want to make it as like a Patreon bonus video. Like we're in the kitchen making taco pasta tonight.
I don't even, I can't wrap my mind around it.
Here's the thing. We come so close to making taco pasta. I feel like once a week. Our meat sauce pasta is probably so with different sauce, no. Different seasoning.
No.
No?
I'm never combining the two. I love Italian cuisine. I love Mexican cuisine. I am never,
never
going to combine the two.
Never the two shall mix.
It's the same thing, right. Like I've seen pasta on a pizza. That's awful. Why would you do that?
It's too much Italian. It's too much Italian.
Too much Italian.
So, all right, we cut back from the taco pasta clip and Liz is like, well, it was the spiciness. Yes, the taco pasta was far too spicy. But Riley's vegan, and the taco pasta wasn't vegan. Now I'm going to keep the phones off the hooks for this next statement. Is Riley like the youngest vegan in the history of it? She's definitely the youngest vegan in Arkansas. She's probably the only vegan in Arkansas. But how old is she that she's vegan?
I think she's like 11, 12, 13.
But is she that? I thought she was like 8. Okay.
But I think her dad or the family she lives with, her dad's side, maybe they're vegan.
Okay.
Like as a kid, you get influenced by your family. I was told that you have to eat meat. My dad doesn't believe any vegetarians. He told me once that he doesn't care who I bring home as long as the person is not a vegetarian. Vegan included. That wasn't even a thing when I was younger.
All right.
Like, I was told that it's bad if you don't eat meat. That's how I grew up.
All right, I don't want to get political over here. So sure, you eat what you guys want to eat.
Yeah, that's why I'm a hardcore meat eater.
All right. I dabble in it all.
Yeah, I mean, I do like veggies too. I sometimes eat veggie dishes, veggies, as long as it has some veggie protein. But again, if she's surrounded by, if her family is vegan or vegetarian, I'm not surprised that that's how she eats.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing worse than taco pasta would be vegan taco pasta.
Yeah, no.
Any taco pasta? So, okay, small perv immediately just points the finger at Liz, saying she's to blame. That's why the wedding was off. She's got a bad temper. It's a constant temper. It's not about the taco pasta. And Rob is like, I can see why you'd call off a wedding because of a temper. This temper didn't just magically appear. Why even get to the point of there being a wedding if it's clearly a personality trait that is a constant? Like a temper. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but I don't think Liz has a temper. I think everyone has a little bit of a temper at some point. We've never seen her losing her shit. No, we've seen her upset,
yeah,
but not to lose her temper.
I mean, we've heard Small Ed's temper on the infamous voicemail.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
He talk about a temper.
Yeah. He well, Liz says that apparently when they were supposed to meet at the bar, that Liz walked in and he was like flirting with another woman or something, which I can totally see Small Perv like loving the attention.
He plays the fifth on it, but of course. And I don't know how this is a real argument from her side. It's like, okay, he was at a bar in his town. People probably knew him. He was talking to women. Like, who cares? Why? Because you're there to have a serious conversation. You just have to be like, sorry, I can't talk to you. Sorry, I can't talk to you. Like, if people are talking, you're talking.
Yeah, but I can see him flirting. I can see him being like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a small perf.
Yeah. Then Liz gets a little nasty because Ed's pleading the fifth about talking to these other women. And Sean's like, well, do you think Ed was having a relationship with another woman? Is that why he would call this off? And Liz goes, oh, God, no. Ed couldn't pay another woman to be with him. And
nice.
Nice, but also that's pretty evil.
It's nasty, but he deserves it. He deserved the comment. He's not a saint. He did a lot of nasty things to her. Her having a one poke at him.
But that's my question. Do you think that's really the only time she said something like that?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I think if she did say something like this, it's probably a reaction to something else he said. Right. I don't think she would come at him and just say things.
Yeah, no. I mean, we did flashback to see an extended look of Liz and her mom packing up. And we hear some rude comments, to say the least, from Small Ed about,
Small Ed was awful.
Yeah, so I would imagine Small Ed is the one who is saying the evil things and starting
absolutely
the back and forth, saying, oh, go back to your trashy friends, be a bartender for the rest of your life. Like,
absolutely. That's nasty. Like, if she said something in reaction to that, then I don't blame her.
Like, what? He's got a small penis?
Which is not surprising. I mean, his name is Small Ed.
It's probably proportionate.
Yeah, so.
It's probably proportionate. It's just funny how she delivered that news. It was just like out of nowhere. He's got a small penis. Like, it was basically, the part she left out was, I know you guys were all wondering, yes, he's got a small penis.
But you remember on the last resort, he was naked. People saw his penis.
Some people love to show their small penis. It's a party trick for some people.
Ugh, party trick like what? That it doesn't exist?
Well, some people
make
are like,
it disappear.
I'm a grower, not a shower. Things like that. I don't know. It's a thing.
Let's go to Patty's joining.
All right. Patty comes out and Sean wants confirmation. Does Liz have a temper or not? Mom throws Liz under the bus and says, yes, Liz can have a temper.
But here's the thing. We all can get upset. For me, having a little bit of a temper means you can get upset if someone comes at you. Like, that's action and reaction.
It's a great point. And let's just quickly run down this season's cast. And when I say a name, think about their temper. Angela.
Oh my gosh.
Jasmine.
Oh my gosh.
Even Gino.
Oh yeah.
Ashley.
Oh yeah.
Manuel.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's got everyone's got a temper.
But again, you react to what's thrown at you. Like, I'm a pretty calm person, so are you. But if someone was yelling at you and telling you nasty things about yourself, you're gonna snap. Yeah. Everyone would snap.
Yeah. Yeah. Angela makes a point that I kind of agree with. She says, it's sad, but I think deep down Liz still loves him. Which, Angela wasn't even there the night before when Liz made that statement. It's like, I truly believe she does, for some reason, still love him.
I think she maybe, and she says it, she's like, I don't regret being with him. But yeah. I think maybe she will always have some level of love for all the good times.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the Stockholm syndrome a little bit too, but I don't think she loves him in the sense of like, oh, I want to be with him. I miss him. And we know why.
And this is one of the many reasons why this is an amazing tell-all already. Because not only did we get something new in the house, which I think is going to be just packed of great moments, but we get this big reveal. We get confirmation of something that's been swirling around the internet for some time, which is that Liz does have a new guy.
Yes, and someone very special.
We get more than just, yep, I'm seeing someone new. We get to meet Jason together.
Yes, and Jason seems like a very nice dude.
He does. I would like the tape of him backstage hyping himself up in the mirror because I think he came out with a little bit of big energy, big dick energy.
Well, I think he knew who's he gonna be against. I think, he loves Liz. They're together. And there is this small man who all he did was belittling her and being nasty to her. And I'm sure Jason watched the show.
Yeah.
Or at least heard about it. So somehow he got past the whole everything. And he says, okay, Liz is a different person without small ad.
Yeah.
Right? Of course it's triggering. There is someone who your girlfriend loved, but who also treated her so poorly that you're mad at him just for because of that without even knowing him.
I hear you. I just think he could have played it a little bit cooler than he did.
I think he played it cool enough.
One thing that was kind of douchey to me was when Sean asked, how are you different from Ed? And he was like, physically or what? And it's like, we get it. He's small. His name is Small Ed. That's not a funny.
You know that's what we call him, right? We and Yara. She calls himself Big Ed. But
we've said it so many times. But calling himself Big Ed because that's the ironic name. He's small.
True.
So for Jason to be like, how are we different? You mean physically? Like, I'm tall. Like, I don't know. That was like, really? You could have come out here and kind of been a gentleman and made yourself and Liz
all right. Well, that was a nasty comment, maybe a little bit. But again, Small Ed has made so many nasty comments.
True.
That...
I just don't subscribe to two wrongs make a right.
I'm with you. But let's say, all right, I'll give it to you. That comment was kind of nasty, but everything else, he was good. He was nice. He was polite. He sat there, but he was there for less.
Here's my other issue with them. He confirms that they've had arguments. They've had multiple arguments. You guys have been together for 4 months and you've had multiple arguments.
That's
not great. I don't think we had an argument that I would classify as an argument our first year.
True.
Right? And a lot of people are going to call in and be like, well, you guys are losers. Like, you should fight.
We're not losers, but we're both very chilled when it comes to, we have a certain personality. And if you put two of us together, we also communicate well too. So like often if there is a situation that can lead up to an argument, we can talk it through.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like, have we argued before? Yes, we did. I mean, who haven't? But we also are good because we talk a lot and we talk through things. So we can often stop it before it gets to an argument because we talk about things and we listen to each other.
Yeah.
I feel like if someone's a little more explosive, then yes, I can see how arguments happen very fast because that's my parents.
True.
My parents get very explosive without calmly talking about something. So I grew up around it. I know what it is.
Yeah.
And my parents love each other. They've been together for almost 40 years. That's not a question. But they definitely had a hard time communicating. And I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably be a little explosive after taco pasta, too.
Yikes.
You know what I'm saying? And then just Liz says what's different about Jason when Sean asks about Jason's penis. And Liz says, well, I've never faked it once, which is a fun thing to say when your mom's sitting there, just to talk about your orgasms. I think that's sweet. And we learn they're going to move in together in a couple months. And Sean tries to move on from this conversation with Pat, and Patty doesn't want to move on.
No, she has some parting words for Small Ed.
Patty's like, can I say one thing? You're going to purgatory hell. I do not like you, but I do not hate you. I pity you, and you're going to purgatory hell. Now, I'm not a religious scholar, but aren't purgatory and hell two different things? Like, you're in purgatory before you go to heaven. So what is purgatory hell?
So...
Is it like taco pasta? You're just putting two things together that don't belong together.
So I wrote down.
Oh boy, here we go. Here comes a classic Therese-ism.
I you heard something else.
What did you hear? Because maybe you heard right.
Predatory.
You definitely didn't hear right.
Like he's a predator.
Predatory hell?
Yeah.
Makes more sense than purgatory hell.
That's what I wrote down. So I was like, I can see him going to a predatory hell because he's a small pred.
Small pred.
So I was like, totally makes sense. I am with Patty.
Yeah. No, she said purgatory hell.
Oh, I don't know what it means.
And those two things are different in my mind, but I haven't been to church in a couple of years, so.
I've never heard the word. I'm going to go with predatory. It makes more sense to me.
Makes more sense. All right. Let's move on. Talk about Gino and Jasmine for a little bit. We get confirmation of what we already know. Things are bad.
Very bad.
Jasmine says Gino is super controlling of everything. And we get an example of what he's controlling about. And look, Gino, it's just common sense. You don't drive during rush hour if you don't have to. So I'm with you on that.
I mean, I think Gino really digged a hole for himself because he does things that he has no logic answers for. Like, why can't you drive her around if you don't work? Like, it's not like you have 9-to-5 jobs and obviously you can run out and drive Jasmine to the gym. You have nothing to do.
But sit in traffic.
Yes.
Yeah. The real issue is this paperwork. And Sean brings up the adjustment of status paperwork. And here we go. Gino says, I did file. The next step is she'll get her work authorization.
And which, if he filed it correctly, you get it within 3 months.
Okay.
3 to 5.
And eventually she'll get her green card. Mm-hmm. And Sean's like, all right, that's huge. That's a big deal. And Jasmine was about to launch into something, about to push back or complain. But Gino cuts her off and is like, I'm not getting credit for this. I'm not getting credit for anything. And everyone agrees that it is a lot of work and maybe he should get credit for it.
Yeah.
It is a lot. It is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but again,
go ahead.
I was just gonna add, and I said it last time. We didn't do the first green card ourselves because it was too much, and I didn't want to make a mistake. You didn't want to make a mistake, right?
Yeah.
We did the second one, which was a little easier. We did it in one afternoon, all of it, and the second day we double checked and packaged it, right?
Yeah.
Why is he working on it for weeks or months? I don't understand.
I think he's procrastinating.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I would say you don't get a pat on the back for finally doing it. Like, if I said, oh, clean your room. I don't know who I would say that to, but it's just the first
Not
thing.
Not to me.
It's the first thing that popped. If I said, clean your room. And then you were like, no. And I was like, clean your room. No, we did that for a month. And then you finally cleaned your room. I would be like, thank you for cleaning your room. I'd be like, damn right, it's about time, right? So he wants credit for something where it's like, you should have been doing it for months already.
Yeah.
So no, it's just more like, thank you for finally doing it. Not everyone's going to stand up and applaud you.
Also, good for you that you would be reminding someone for a month to clean their room.
No, I would eventually just clean the room for them, probably.
Like when I was a kid, I had to clean everything. And after I did all the dusting, my dad had this white, like a winter glove that he walked around. Oh, yeah. And he wiped. And he went to places like the top of the door obviously didn't. That was like my punishment. And then he was always like, oh, you said you cleaned, but you didn't.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's why I'm a clean freak.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to bring out the white glove.
That was my childhood, the white glove.
All right. So Sean brings out cousin Dana and wife Michelle. Cousin Dana looking like a high school basketball coach and Michelle looking like she's going to a monster mash.
Kind of, but they came in, but they didn't come in for Gino. They came in for Jasmine. And this was kind of wild.
Well, Michelle and Jasmine have definitely bonded over
months or
years.
But Dana?
I know. Dana throws Gino under the bus saying he's not a great communicator. And Gino's like, well, look, I can't do everything for her. Sometimes she's just going to have to Uber. Like, I'll drive her, but not during rush hour. During rush hour, she can Uber if she wants to go somewhere.
And this is where Sean goes, okay, so you're not working. So what are you doing every single day? And he says, well, I'm working on the green card.
Busy with the paperwork. It's such a convenient excuse for him. It really is. Like if someone asks him to do something and he doesn't want to do it, I'm doing the paperwork. But it's like, we know it shouldn't take that long.
Yeah. Also, I think Jasmine said she finally got her driver's license. It took a while, right? But okay, she still doesn't have a car. Is Gino even allow her to drive his car? Like, a lot of people are sensitive about their own cars.
Yeah.
And if you're fighting with your spouse, right? Yeah. How are you going to let her to take your car?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he would. Michelle's advice is just forget about the past. Start fresh, okay? From today forward, start fresh. And Gina's like, no way. We fight all the time and it affects intimacy. And we learn it's been about 8 months since they've had sex.
Gina says, that's not true. Maybe like 5. Bro, it's the same thing.
Yeah, after like a couple of weeks, we've got an issue here. And so they're fighting about nothing. I think that they're both saying the same thing, whether it's 5 or 8.
Because Gina says, I can't have sex with her because of all the fights. And Dana comes in. Gino, have you heard of her makeup sex?
Ashley was like, hell yeah. That's my middle name. Yeah. Patrick thinks this is Gino's way of controlling. He knows Jasmine wants and he likes to control. I don't think it's that devious.
I don't think so. I really think that it's getting to him. A lot of it, like Jasmine, I like Jasmine, but she can be very nasty. And she does say mean comments. Gino tries to use the same comments back against her.
Yeah.
So he can be nasty too. But I think all of this fighting and nastiness has really got to him. That now, like you are attracted to someone who is pretty, but that's not all that you're attracted to, right? You're attracted to a person for other reasons.
Yeah.
All right, she got boobs, so she's a pretty girl. But if everything else about her, you get to the point that it like repulses you because of all the fights and the nasty comments, like I can see how he can't.
Yeah. And then then we learn Jasmine's never seen him completely naked.
Which I buy because of the stupid hat.
She's like, I'm like, hug me, kiss me. And he stops me. Like, am I a pervert? It's confusing. Am I a perv? I've never even seen him completely naked. And Sean's like, how is that possible? And Gino's like, we took a bath together.
I'm sure he keeps a stupid hat on.
Jasmine goes, you had your underwear on.
He probably puts a swim hat on. Like they went on the Olympics.
Oh, the swim cap.
Yeah, the swim
goggles.
Cap.
Yeah. Goggles around his balls.
I remember I used to have to wear it for school.
The swim cap?
Yeah.
Because you did synchronized swimming.
Yeah, exactly. Hated it.
I would pay for that tape.
But didn't last too long. I almost drowned and they said, you're not making the team.
Sean brings up Gino's addiction to pornography. And Sean asks, have you ever caught Gino watching pornography, Jasmine? And Jasmine says several times.
Well, here comes the bombshell. Apparently, she found in the search bar that Gino doesn't even clear his history, I guess, that he was watching a porn videos of his old sugar baby girlfriend.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
That's no bueno, but how does she know that that's his old sugar baby girlfriend?
Oh, because she's a crazy stalker.
True.
Remember Evidence and Report? Remember the first thing we ever learned about her was Evidence and Report?
True.
She knows everything.
True.
And he reports it.
True.
And so apparently, yeah, he was looking at videos of his ex.
Yep.
Not good, Gino. Not good.
Not good.
But that's where it ends. That's part one of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Buckle up. Pour yourself a cocktail. This is going to be a wild tell-all.
I'm here for it.
Absolutely. If you guys want to hear us talk about The Other Way, which is another wild program, you can on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Loving it so far. That season feels like it's just getting started, and it's already wild.
Yes.
So check it out if you're interested. Also follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Message us over there, chat with us. Teresa puts up polls once in a while.
Yeah.
You guys can answer, weigh in. All right. So check us out on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Also, just follow along wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as this freaking Hello Pod one.
So hot.
So hot.
All right. And if you haven't left the review, please do. I've said it before. I'll say it again. We're suckers for a little love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, if you write something in the review, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. There you go. That is it. That is part one of the tell-all. No limits.
No limits.
We love it so much. And I'm looking forward to part two.
Yeah.
All right. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
Sure have. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.